Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Reb Yossi Tzvi and Mar Sina Miriam, David Avram and Mar Sina Miriam, Mar Sina Miservas, Mar Sina Miriam, Bracha Vatzal Chomes Eidem, Heimuchol Anil V'Maleihem. It says in the Torah, in the sixth parasha, V'Nasa Aaron Etzav V'Nakotchim, Aaron will bear the sin of the Kotchim, which is talking about the Ritzui Tzitz. That tzitz is meratza and tuma. That if the karban is tame, it can be brought betuma because the tzitz atones for the tuma. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim and the Fnatesim at Beis, Tanya yochel yu kohanim rishayim b'chazah b'shok. I might think that the kohanim can eat the chazah and the shok, which are the matnas kahuna, the meat, the breast, the foreleg given to the kohen from the shlamim. I may think they can have it even before the burning of the innards. First, you have to be makdir the chaylev, and then vayachaza la'aron alubanim. Only then they can have the manas kunas. The Gemara says that first you have to have akhtara, and then they can have their chaza and shok. Says the Gemara, vayter yachol nitmo emurim ha'shavdu. I might think that if the emurim become tame or become lost, the kohanim are not allowed to get the chaza loya kohanim zochem b'chaza b'shok. The kohanim are allowed to get the chaza and shok. At all, Talmud Lomer v'yachazel Aaron ulubanav mikol makom. No, the pasuk tells us that Aaron gets the chazal no matter what. Meaning that if the kohanim, if the to the this tumas emurim, they get lost, the kohanim are zoche in their matnas kahuna, in the basar, despite the fact that the emurim became tame or got lost. So Tosis there asks. How does it help that the Amorim become Tameh to make them as if they got lost? Because the Gemara equates the two. It says, Yachol Nitmoim or Moshe Avdu, Lo Yuzal Kaim Bechaz B'Shok. So the Gemara equates the Tumas Amorim and the Aveda Amorim. But how is it effective that they become Tameh? To make it as if they got lost, Rektosis, and the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chaz and the Shok, even after they become Tameh, there's still a din haktara, they read sweet tzitz. Because we know that tzitz is meratzeh. So the kohanim shouldn't be allowed to have the chaz in the shok before the haktara. So how can you equate losing the emurim with tumas emurim, losing the emurim, they're lost. So the kohanim should be zochin the chaz and the shok. But if they just become tamei, you still have to put them on the mizbeach, and because you have the tzitz is meratzeh, so they shouldn't be allowed to have their Chaza and Shok, until when? Until you're makdir these emurim, even though they're tameh. And to that, Tosis answers, no, since midrabanan, there's no ritsui, it's like the emurim were lost. So it's only meratza midaraisa. It's not meratza midrabanan. Since it's not meratza midrabanan, it's as if they were lost in the mela, even without the haktaras emurim. The Kohanim are zocha to eat the chaza and the shok. Now in Zvachim Sadi Beizam at Aleph, it says in the Mishnah, Chatas psula ein damaton kibus. That if you have a chatos, which is pasul, the blood doesn't require washing. Normally we know, it's a din in the Torah, that if the blood of chatos goes on clothing, the clothing must be washed. But the Mishnah tells us that if the chatos is pasul, ain't damaton kibus. And the Gemara says, whether it had a shas kosher, whether it had a time that it was fit, or whether it didn't have a time that it was fit. The Gemara says, what's its Mishnah says, what's the time that it was fit? Shalana vishanitme'a. If it stayed overnight, first it was fit, but then it stayed overnight, now it's pasul. And nitma, it became tame. Originally it was fit, and now then it became tame, it's pasul. So the chatas, the dam of such a chatas, doesn't require kibus. Rashi there writes that the makor of this din, that a chatas psula, the dam doesn't require kibus, is from the words asher yaze. Asher yaze means that sprinkled blood that would be normally sprinkled on the mizbeach. The pasuk is talking about if it's roi lahaza, but not if it's ain't a roi lahaza, if it's pasul. The brisa later on, sari gimel and aleph, we learn it from the word midama. Midam ksheira, velo midam psula. That's bidavka dam kosher, not dam pasul. Tosis there writes, shalana bishanitma perish, lan dama. The nitma dama. So shalan of nitma means that the blood was stayed overnight. That the blood became tame. Vim tame rav nitma mai tame lo bai kibus. Some of the rites is over lechatchila. That's tosis. I don't understand. If it became tame, why doesn't it require kibus? Mid arayis, you could throw it lechatchila. Kedam rinan, psachim daf pei amud beis, dam shenitma v'zarko v'shoge kurtza. We see this in Pesach and Peyam and Beis. Dam shenitma. And you threw it b'shoge. Then there's Ritzui. V'yesh lomar. V'mayri kagon shenishbar hatzitz. O'enu al mitzcho. V'man disley shenu meratze. So Tosfos answers that the reason, if it became tame, the blood became tame, it doesn't require kibus, even though midaraisa you're allowed to be zorek the dam lechatchila, is because we're talking about a case where the tzitz was broken, and therefore you can't be zorek. Therefore, there's no ritsui, or it's not in his forehead. According to those who hold that if it's not in his forehead, it's not meratz and you mezayin on the face. Ad kan mi divrei Tosis. What emerges from Tosis is that when the tzitz is al mitzcho shel kohen, the dam is considered roi lahazah. And therefore, since it's roi lahazah, it's ton kibus, it requires washing. And that it says in the Mishnah, that benitma hadam, that if the dam became tamei, it's ain't a roi lahazah, is talking about an ukimta, a special case, where either nishbar hatzitz, either the tzitz is broken, or it's not in his forehead, that's all. The fishitas hatosis, however, the Rambam, perek ches, mimaisa karbanos, halacha gimel, copies the Mishnah, that the dam, chatas, shenit, menoton kibus, kitsuraso, just like the Mishnah says. And the Rambam doesn't write any ukimtas, that we're talking dafka bofen, shenishbar hatzitz, or shenu al mitzcho. So now, kimt for the kasha of Tosfos, and the Rambam. Tosis asked Akasha, why is it that dam chata shenitma ain't oton kibus? You could throw it on the mizbeach, you could sprinkle it on the mizbeach, because you have the tzitz. And Tosis, then the Rambam doesn't say like Tosis does, that we're talking dafka ba'ofen shenishbar tzitz or shenu al mitzcho. He doesn't write such ukimtas. So now we have, according to the Rambam, the Akasha of Tosis, why isn't the dam ton kibus? Midarais, you could throw lechatchila. So why isn't the dam ton kibus? Should midarais, you could throw the dam, just like Tosa says. Tosa says in ukimta, but the Rama doesn't have that ukimta. So the Briska Rav was mitarets. That the tzitz is miratz al adam shenitma lahachshe akravoso. That the tzitz is meratza and dam that became tame, be machshir the akravas hadam, that's dafka b'shas ha'akrava gufa. Aval koydim shehukrav, ein ritzui atzitz po'al bodin hechshir lizarek lechatchila. But before the hakrava, the ritzui atzitz doesn't activate a din hechshir to allow the zrika lechatchila. Ve'afal pishim yizrok as adam yahani ritzu yatzitz tishah zrika lehachshir as zrika. Umeila mutter lizrok as adam shenidim lechatchila smach osa ritzu yatzitz shayiya b'shah zrika. Mikol mogan kevin dehashtem ilo chayil beidina de ritzu yatzitz. Imken adam b'psula yoimed ve'laka behashtem shum din zrika. Lachain eno toin kibus. Kedin dam pasul sheno toin kibus. He says like this. That even though that like we said, that dafka b'shas hakrava there's a ritzui tzitz, but before that krava there's no ritzui tzitz that would allow you to be zorek the dam mechatchila. And even though if you're zorek the dam, then the ritzui tzitz is going to help, and it's going to be machshir the zrika, and the mele you're allowed to be zorek the dam that was nitma lechatchila al smach based relying. And that retweet seats. Now it's b'shas ma'isa, you know that there's going to be a retweet seats. So that allows you to be zorek the dam. But since now, at this stage, earlier, before the zrikas hadam, there has not yet been a retweet seats. If so, hadam b'psula omeid. The dam is omeid b'psula. Right now, the dam is pasul. And right now, there's no din zrika. Right now, as we speak, there's no din zrika. So you're going to do the zrika because you know that when you do the zrika, everything's going to be cool because you're going to have the ritzvitzitz. But right now, as we stand, there is no din zrika. And therefore, it's not toin kibus. Kedin dam pasul, sheno toin kibus. Right now, it's a din of dam pasul. It's not toin kibus. So that's how the Bris Karov explains the Rambam. But the Rambam, who says that dam chat is shenit meino toin kibus, he just copies the Mishnah. And he doesn't make any ukimtas about the tzitz being broken, because the Rambam holds that even if the tzitz isn't broken, even if the tzitz is in perfect shape, even if it's al mitzcho, still doesn't, dam chat is shenit meino, still doesn't require kibus. Because you're right, afterwards you can sprinkle it. But right now as we stand, it's not royal zrika. And therefore, it has a din of dam pasul and doesn't require kibus. So according to this, the Bris Karov's grandson, Agon Reb David Feinstein, is a Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Beis Yehuda here in Eretz Yisrael, very chashuv Rosh Yeshiva. So he was the son of Vichil Michal, also a gadol b'Torah. So he wants to also be miyashiv the kashuv Tosas and Psachim. Tosas and Psachim asked on the Mishnah, on the Brisa that says that if Avarim became Tamei, the Kohanim are Zocha B'chazu B'shok. Tosa says, why are they Zocha B'chazu B'shok? If they more become Tamei. You have Ritzui Tzitz. So there's still a Din HaKtara, are they Ritzui Tzitz? So how can you say they're Zocha even without the Haktara? Just because they became Tameh. No, you have to be makter them with Ritzui Tzitz. And then they should be Zocher. The Tosis gave the answer of Tosis. The Tosis says that the Rabbanan is not Meratz, it's Kilu Avdu. Like it was lost, like we said before. But according to this, you saw to the Bris Karov, we can say that even according to the Mandeva, that the Tzitz is Meratzeh, and you're allowed to be makter the Emurim, nevertheless, even the Chatchila, since now the Chefts of the Emurim don't have a Din Akhtara, because there's not yet a Din of Ritzui Tzitz, it's like they're lost and the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chaz and the Shok. So now we have a Teretz for the Kash of Tosis. that now as we stand in a chinami, afterwards you're gonna be makdir the emurim that are tame, and you're gonna be samach on ritzitzitz. But right now they're not royal aktara. So therefore it's like avdu. Why didn't Tosis and Pesachim answer that? Because maybe it's like Tosis holds in Zvachim. What does Tosis and Zvachim say? Tosis and Zvachim says that we're talking about a case that if Nitma Hadam, Tosis says, why doesn't it require kibus? Because there's no tzitz. Nishbar at tzitz, so ain't al mitzcho. But if there is a good tzitz, then it would require kibus. Why? Because since when you're going to throw the dam, there's going to be ritzui tzitz, and this rika is going to be kosher. It's already considered now that the dam is roilus rika. And therefore this dam is ton kibus. It requires washing. And they hold the same way by the emurim. Since when they're going to be muktar, there's going to be ritzui tzitz, and the haktara is going to be kosher, it's considered now that it's royal haktara. So therefore they had to come onto the teretz, that midrabanan, it's not meratz, it's kilu avdu. But in a doraisa level, and achinami, the very fact that you're allowed to be makdirit based on the ritzui tzitz, means that it's a royal haktara, and the Kohanim should not be Zoch and the Chaz and the Shok until you're Makdir. Advarim Niflein. Okay, we still have obviously a lot more to say in this parsha, like 200 billion more shiurim, but Hashem should just give us life, koach and moach and simchus chaim, and then we'll be Zoche to Lilmod v'lamid lishma v'lasos. The kaim is called Divrei Salmatar. Hava, maybe, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.